Tigers feeling good heading into a day game against the Twins, winners of 4 of 5. Michael Fulmer on the hill, tough start against Brian Dozier.
For his slider or his changeup that particular day. And the 2-1, a swing of the fly ball, left center field, deep in the gap it goes. Romine, warning track wall, it's up and gone! Leadoff homer for Brian Dozier. And with that, Jock Jones now has company all time in Twins history. Number 20 for Dozier, tying Jock Jones. And with that, Brian's first of the season gives the Twins an early 1-0 lead.
Gibby out of the stretch. As Gibby sets and a pitch. There's a line drive, base hit left center field. Martinez is going to be held up at third base. The throw back into the infield cut off. It said Martinez does not run well, but the Tigers are on the board. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Pretty good swing right there. Went the other way. Didn't get away from him, but here he's strike away from getting out of this inning. The head 1-2. Setting up inside in the pitch. Swung on, hit the right field, hit fairly well, and it's a grand slam. Romine went down and golfed a slider down and in. And the Tigers take a 5-3 lead.
And watching Michael Fulmer really struggle back in the third, I never saw a sixth inning as a possibility. His pitch count was high, his stuff wasn't sharp, his body language was telling a big part of the story as well, but yeah. He has found another gear here.
I think it tells you the mental toughness of this guy. Swung on and missed, boy. Fastball there at 95, and Fulmer pounds his glove on a 109th pitch of the game here. It strikes out Jorge Polanco.
Detroit 1-1. Looked to be like the right call, though. Escobar held back. Wilson glances towards second, comes home. The 1-1, a swing and a pop fly. Playable shallow center. It'll be Romine, fitting that he makes the play, and he does. The man with the grand slam in the fourth.
5-3 is the final. The Tigers have won 5 of 6. They take over sole possession of first place in the AL Central. Fulmer, 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs. He struck out 7, and he wins his first game of 2017. After starting the season 4-0, the Twins have now dropped 3 of their last 4. Manager Paul Molitor talked about the mini slump after the game.
The inning got out of whack there. Disappointing to, get a lead on a pitcher like that and not, try to find a way to hang on. Got ahead of Castellanos and he ends up hitting a double and Cabrera gets him over and then we hit Martinez and then a walk and a base hit. But we're still, in control as far as 2 outs, 2 strikes and 3-1 lead. And then, got too much of the plate with a slider, it looked like. So we didn't muster much offensively. Fulmer hung in there. Probably not his best day, but he walks away a winner because he grinded out 6 innings. And back-to-back day, we've had a chance in the 9th inning and couldn't get a hit. I think it's just a matter of trying to, continue to make the same pitches you do with nobody on as you do when you get a little bit of danger going on. It just looked like the feel for the pitchers or the trust in them kind of waned a little bit as the inning wore on.
Is it the same thing you saw last week in a start against Kansas City? 3 4 good innings?
I guess there are some similarities in that, but I think that, I thought he made better pitches Kansas City. I thought today, there was some that cost him. It was just, he's one pitch away from getting off the field with a lead. So, you hate to put too much on one pitch, but that certainly, changed the outcome of the game, that one pitch.
And that pitch to Romine wasn't down the middle either. It was low, and he went and got it, so maybe not that bad.
Yeah, he's pretty good off-speed hitter with 2 strikes. We saw him get another hit with 2 strikes off Duffy on an off-speed pitch. So, it's probably one of those ones you want to bury and see if you can get him to expand a little bit.
In a 40-pitch inning, a 32-pitch inning, and the zone seemed to be all over the place. Did that get into Kyle's head at all in that inning?
I don't know about, the zone. There was a couple puzzlers today, but that's not too untypical throughout the course of 300 pitches. But It's one of those things you got to rise above. Talked about it the other day with Mejia.
And you took him out at 63, I guess, was any reason beyond just didn't like how that last one went?
I just thought that, you know, going through that inning, giving up five runs, regardless of how they happened, I thought we should make a change.
Relief to see Dozier get his power stroke back a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, he's hit some balls hard yesterday. He's been swinging okay. You know, I'm sure he's a little anxious to get that first one. Kind of lingers in the back of your mind a little bit, especially if you're coming off of 42. So, yeah, it was, you know, hit it to a deep part of the park off a guy who's throwing really well. You know, so that was, it was good to see. Hopefully it gets him going a little bit as far as the power.
So patient against Fulmer in the third inning. Did he just start throwing strikes to speed up the inning?
Well, you know, we had him up there after Joe's at bat, and you know, it's one of those things where you're aware of pitch count, but you're not going to go up there and probably take strike one every time, just hoping he, you know, get him out of the game. You know, he found a way to go back out there in the sixth inning after he was closing in on 100. So. You want to keep adding on, and you're not just going to probably take pitches to try to do it.
The series wraps up on Thursday with Phil Hughes getting the start for the Twins. Jordan Zimmermann will be throwing for the Tigers. First pitch at 1:10 Eastern Time.